Keith Fraser, Superintendent. Just start off with a statement to explain what's happened here today to you all. Basically, police were called at 9:45 to Highfield Court, Chadwick Close, to reports that a knife man had attacked two women inside a flat. Initially, unarmed officers, not knowing what they would face, have entered the property to protect the occupants. They were confronted by a man armed with a knife, and they deployed their taser, which was initially ineffective. Armed officers have then been requested to support the unarmed officers. They have used stun grenades to distract the armed man. I can confirm this, though, that no shots have been fired by police. The armed man has been detained. Inside the flat, we have found a woman in her 30s with fatal injuries. Unfortunately, she was pronounced dead at the scene. Another woman, believed to be in her 50s, was taken to hospital with serious stab injuries, which are critical. The suspect, believed to be in his 30s, as we believe, has turned the knife on himself and was pronounced dead at the scene. I want to stress that the man was armed, so he had to act quickly, and officers did that. As a result of that, two officers have been injured. One has got a stab wound to the arm from the suspect, and another has a leg injury after being chased by the suspect. But we believe that those injuries are minor at this stage. Just want to also add that from our perspective as well, this is a really shocking incident, and our sympathies go out to the families and friends of all involved.
Can I just clarify, you said that the armed man, the suspect, had been detained, but then you said that he turned the knife on himself and had died. What was the sequence of events? Did he turn the knife on himself after officers had arrived or before?
We believe it's after officers had arrived, but in relation to the exact sequence of offences, you can understand at this moment in time, whilst you're trying to clarify everything that's gone on, things can be a little bit confused, but we believe that it is after officers have arrived that has happened, possibly.
And after he's been detained by officers?
Not 100% sure on the sequence in relation to that and where officers were when that actually took place. But as you can appreciate, initially we've had armed officers that have tried to get, unarmed officers, sorry, who have tried to get control of the situation to prevent people from getting injured. They have then had to make sure they, you know, were protected themselves. They've had to seek support from armed officers who then had to deploy stun grenades, which were ineffective, we believe, in relation to trying to stop this man from attacking officers.
Were the officers that were injured armed or unarmed?
I'm not sure the detail on that at this stage.
Can you talk about the relationship between the attacker and the two women?
I can't talk about the exact detail. We believe that they are related and it is domestic related at the moment.
Were they in a relationship?
I can't give you that detail at the moment. So you can appreciate there are families involved in this. We need to make sure we've spoken to the people who we believe may be related to the deceased and also injured. So before we give out those details, we just want to make sure the families are aware.
Is there anything more you can say about the woman that is currently in hospital at the moment?
What I can say is that she's critically injured at the moment and that I know she's getting the best in medical attention that she can do. I was just briefed just prior to coming down here.
And the perpetrator of the attack, do you know anything more about him? Was he known to you beforehand? Was he known to mental health services?
All I can say at this stage regarding, it's a male in his 30s, and obviously we're checking into the background of that male so that we can understand a little bit more around what's happened.
Was he known to the police?
We're looking into that at the moment, into what we know about this. Obviously, it's very, very early stages in relation to this inquiry, and we do want to get a full understanding into this tragic incident.
Do you know, we've heard a rumour that he may have recently left us a secure mental unit. Is that something that you're looking into?
There will be a number of lines. I don't want to kind of put any emphasis on any particular lines of inquiry into the male offender's background in relation to this, but it will be one of the avenues that we'll look down in relation to this, obviously, because we want to make sure that we have a full understanding of this for the family and also, most importantly, to try and understand what happened.
Tony, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, the ambulance service responded to the address at 9:46 this morning. We had our first paramedic unit on site in 4 minutes. Obviously, we had to wait for the police to make the area safe, which didn't take long, and we got to the patient. We conveyed one patient by land ambulance with a doctor on board to the Queen Elizabeth III Major Trauma Centre, where I believe she's in surgery now. On scene, we also had two further ambulances, three helicopters with doctors on board, and three officers arrived at scene. The doctors worked hard, along with everybody else at scene, but unfortunately we could do nothing else for the two patients that were in the house.
The woman in her 50s, was she taken by air ambulance or by land ambulance?
She was taken by land ambulance with a doctor on board.